The way I understand equity is both as a process that ensures that all voices are heard in the decision making, in the consideration of certain policy items and issues. And I think if a process is not inclusive, then the outcome is I think it's not legitimate. I think it doesn't reflect the needs of all members of our community who need to be heard, including those who might need translation, including those who might need somebody stopping by their home to pick them up on the way to the meeting, including those who will need the handouts from school to be translated for them in order to understand what's coming home in their kids' backpacks. So I understand equity kind of deeply connected to the ways in which we engage with people and the process by which we make decisions. And then equity is also seen as an outcome. So how do we understand using data, really analyzing deeply the data that's available to us and being able to call for new data if it doesn't exist for whatever reasons, because maybe the process hasn't reflected the need for collecting a certain kind of a data. And so I think the ways in which we combine a process and an outcome is the way in which we really achieve equity. So it's not so squishy. It really requires deep thinking and thinking outside of the box and making sure that you're listening to people from all different parts of our community that really reflect schools and the children who are in schools right now.
People say what happens in schools can take the kids, you know, sort of only so far, and that a holistic view of their home life, of what's happening with their parents, of where they live, of their health, all of these things have to be part of equity, and they have to be part of an understanding of how children are able to advance. How does someone on the school board kind of get involved with all of those other things that aren't about school?
I think one of the things that I learned in the course of this process is the ways in which schools have really stepped up to play a much bigger role in a child's life than was previously required, honestly. We have such inequities in our society that many times public schools are the place where children get a good meal. We have requirements as to what kind of food we serve kids in order to ensure that they are being nourished. And so that's an example of the ways in which schools have kind of stepped into a place that wasn't typical, or at least I think understood as a responsibility of a school. I also think that as we see kind of increased attention to children's mental health, increased levels of anxiety, of what happens with LGBTQ kids who are moving through transitions in their own lives, and how institutions are responsible for their safety and responsible to ensure that they are supported in that process and in those moments of transition. All of these things are additional requirements that schools suddenly have on them. And I think it's important for us to be able to articulate them and to accept them and to understand that those are now in our purview of what is the requirement of a public school system in order to be successful. It's both an enormous responsibility, but they've also done it very proudly and very clearly. And that was another reason why I was moved to join this effort and to be part of that critical mass of people stepping into that space.